Hello and welcome to the March Madness, March Mayhem of Music. I'm your host, Justin Maroney, with my co-host, Kara Shapley, Maddie Hogel, and John Hollywood, Alex, and Jaden. Today we'll be hosting the halftime show of Michael Jackson vs. Jackson 5. The first song we're going to play is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Thank you. Midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson.
So I'm Maddie Hogle, and today's an All Jackson show. You guys may know 2016 winner Michael Jackson, King of Pop, beat Queen, Nirvana, The Beatles, 21 Pilots, and Drake to rise to the championship in the 2016 tournament. Today he's going against his family band, 1970s Jackson 5. And next up, you'll be hearing a Jackson 5 song, ABC.
Let's go.
That was ABCs by Jackson 5, and Alex has a couple facts for us.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex, and one fact about the Jackson 5 is what was, they had their own Saturday morning cartoon series in their early 70s.
The next song we'll be playing is Black or White by Michael Jackson. Having a little technical difficulties, but that was Black or White by Michael Jackson. I'm your host, Justin Maroney, with my co-host, Kara Shapley, Maddie, and John Hollywood, and Alex. The next song we'll be playing is I Want You Back by Jackson 5. That was I Want You Back by Jackson 5.
So today we have a Michael Jackson history, March 29th, 2021. On March 29th, 1992, MTV aired My Dinner with Michael contest. 100 winners were selected to be flown to Los Angeles to have dinner with Michael Jackson. Over 4 million entries were received. Also on Today in History, 1996, Michael Jackson won Best Male Artist Album for History in the International category at the 11th Annual Irish Music Awards.
Thank you, Maddie. This year's March Mayhem Music has been different to the past couple of years because of the COVID has hit. What is your guys' opinions of like how everything's been running?
Well, I think it's definitely been different. I mean, for the Family Affairs region, Alex and Jaden have been at home, so I mean, they've been great co-hosts, but it is just so different when they're not in the studio. How about you guys? I know you guys have had John at home this entire time, and I know John's a big radio voice. How has that been with him being at home versus him being in the studio?
I think his personality is the same if he is in person or on the tablet, because he just has that voice of a broadcaster that is very known mm-hmm. throughout Sterling.
Alex or John, what do you guys think about being home and being on the broadcast?
I mean, for me, this is my first year doing like broadcasts like this and stuff. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's bad. I still enjoy doing it, but I feel like I'd enjoy it a lot more if I was actually in the studio with like people and just having real conversations face to face.
It's okay, Alex. We still bring the heat. Even when you're at home.
Of course.
We always bring the heat.
John?
it's very different. I remember my freshman year coming into the studio and all, and it was very exciting. Of course, with COVID all happening and all, things had changed and all, but either way, it's still fun that we're still able to do this. It's really a great, in a way, learning experience, know how we can still have these events. Just a little differently, of course, but it's still good to have them.
Yeah, like Strauss always says, the show must go on. The next song we'll be playing is Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And March is winding down and we are coming to a close. Four artists remain. This is the final four. You are listening to the second annual March Madness of Music Tournament live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Who will win and become legendary?
I picked up early.
That was 2, 4, 6, 8 by Jackson 5. So we're halfway done the show, and what do you guys like? Your opinions? Who do you think's gonna win? Just listening through a couple of these songs.
I mean, everybody wants their division to keep going, but I think Michael Jackson. And I don't mean to be biased or anything, but I hope Michael Jackson.
You couldn't see my eye roll, but. I mean, I think Jackson 5 was the founding steps for Michael Jackson. I think that they have all cred to win. And speaking since Michael Jackson's already won, why don't we give his siblings some credit?
No. I don't think so. I think Michael Jackson's going to win for the third time.
Alex, what about you?
I think Michael Jackson will win, even though I want Jackson 5 to win.
Wow.
I just think...
See?
Like, just seeing his name in the voting thing. All right, Michael Jackson. Everyone's going to vote for Michael Jackson. I hope Jackson 5 win, though.
John?
Well, I'm going to go against the group. I want to see Jackson 5 to win this.
Yeah, John.
John, can we just mute him?
See, me and John are John, intellects.
John, I want to mute you, but I'm not the host, so therefore I cannot.
Me and John are intellects. We know that Jackson 5 is...
I want to see Michael Jackson 5 to win just because...
No. You're just going against our group.
New, it's something that is just, I don't know, it's just nostalgia for a lot of people, I would say. Just because, you know, ABC 123 is like their classic song, and then you, if you even go into their Christmas one, you saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Wait, that was them?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Saw Mom Kissing Santa Claus. That's one of their big Christmas ones.
Yeah, John, I totally agree with you right there. I mean, especially when I was growing up, a couple of the songs I know was ABC's by Jackson 5, especially Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Like, I would like to see Jackson 5 win, but, like, deep down in my heart, I know Michael Jackson's going to win, but, you know, something new is always good about it. The next song we'll be playing is Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Beat it, beat it, beat it. Show me how to fucking go. This jump fight, it
That was Beat It by Michael Jackson. You are currently listening to Sterling High School Radio. To vote, make sure you go on Twitter at Knights Radio. The poll should be going up anytime, any second now. The next song we'll be currently listening to is The Love You Save by Jackson 5. That was The Love You Save by Jackson 5. Tomorrow we will be hosting the Latin Flair versus the British Invasion, Shakira versus Harry Styles. Who do you think is going to win, Maddie?
Shakira. I'm going to go with Shakira. I think she has way more cred than Harry Styles. No offense to Harry Styles. I like Harry Styles, but I'm hoping for Shakira.
Kara?
Harry Styles. Sorry, Maddie. Mm-hmm. I have to go against you on that.
Is it just because it's me or because you actually like
No, because I like Harry Styles, but... I know Shakira is very well known, but so is Harry Styles. He's ever since One Direction and when he went solo.
But has Harry Styles performed in a Super Bowl?
Okay, well, you didn't have to be mean about it.
No, I don't think
Stop.
So.
Stop. Okay, but, like, who is voting?
I'm going to assume people who follow At Night's Radio. If you don't, you're a loser.
Alex, who do you think is going to win?
Shakira better win.
Yeah.
Why is everyone saying Shakira? Like, I don't think that's right.
Because
it's
Shakira.
No. Are you okay?
Because hips don't lie, Kara.
Hips don't lie. John, who do you think's going to win, bud?
I'm not a...
If you say Shakira, we're kicking you out.
I liked him when he was in One Direction. I have not really listened to his solo career that much, though. But... As you all know, now I'm going for Shakira.
Why is everyone going against me? Is it just because I'm Kara and nobody likes me? Or
it's because we have musical taste.
No, it's not
none of you have musical taste.
If it was Queen against
Shakira. Can you guys name, like, a Shakira album, like, right now?
Hips Don't Lie.
That's a song.
I think it's an album as well.
Yeah, I mean, Shakira's got some, like,
can you guys name at least 5 songs from Shakira?
No, not
everybody went silent.
Whenever, wherever. Hips Don't Lie.
Hips Don't Lie, and that's all you got. That's all you gotta know. You gotta get some.
How can we don't? Can you name 5 Harry Styles songs right now? Current Harry Styles songs, not from One Direction.
Yes.
I mean, Shakira.
Terry Sheet, Watermelon Sugar, Falling, and oh God, Canyon Moon.
And now any of those 5 songs, which one was at a Super Bowl?
Okay.
No. Which one was at a Super Bowl before?
Okay. Who was the headliner, Shakira or J-Lo? I forget. Or was it both?
It was both. They were just put together.
Oh.
All right, last question for you guys. Who is going to win this whole tournament?
Harry Styles.
Maddie.
I don't know. I mean, if I want Shakira, I want Shakira to go all the way. I just don't want Michael Jackson in this tournament anymore.
Okay. You said Harry Styles. Why?
Because I got him winning the whole thing. And my bracket's already busted, but I would like to see him come out.
What was it? John, are you first? Who do you think's going to win?
If Michael Jackson, well, it's just Michael 5. Michael
5. It literally is Michael Jackson, though. It's
Michael Jackson versus Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson and his sidekick siblings.
Going through. Honestly, I wouldn't mind who won that one if Jackson 5 and Shakira meet in the finals. I really wouldn't care who wins that one as much, just because I pretty much like them both pretty evenly.
I agree. Why the statements from John?
I still think Harry Styles should win, but that's just my...
Alex?
I think Michael Jackson's gonna win, but I want Shakira to win.
Why everybody's going against me today?
Because we're using our brains.
Absolutely not.
Man, if I'm gonna be honest,
Alex, name 3 Shakira songs right now.
If so, why the World Cup 2010 song?
He definitely looked it up.
I knew that song.
Alex, did you look it up? Be honest with me. He went silent.
Well, I really think Shakira's gonna win. I have a feeling that Shakira's gonna be like
Tank, you're just State. Hopping. I mean this in the nicest way possible. You're just hopping on the bandwagon.
No,
with Shakira.
No.
How is Harry Styles not a bandwagon?
No, because all of you are saying Shakira.
Really trying to, like,
no, because all of you guys are saying Shakira, and because ever since Maddie said Shakira, all of you have been saying it. Because
Maddie went first.
No, because you haven't been giving valid reasons.
I was explaining my reason, but you cut me off.
Okay, well,
I have a feeling that Shakira will win it all, just how, like, Oregon State is playing in the March Madness. Shakira was supposed to lose to Selena in the second round, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
They
defeated the odds.
I had Shakira winning that.
Okay, and you know how many people had Oregon State beating some of the teams they beat?
1.1%. Are we talking men or women?
Men.
Women's at Oregon State just lost, didn't they?
Yeah.
Women's lost?
Giving out evidence here.
Yeah, for real. The next song we'll be playing is probably the last song of the night. We'll want to be starting something by Michael Jackson.
Something. You got to be starting something. I said you wanna be starting something.
That was "Wanna Be Starting Something" by Michael Jackson. Thank you for listening to the halftime show and the family affairs between Michael Jackson and Jackson 5. I'm your host, Justin Maroney, with my co-hosts, Maddie Hogle, Kara Shapley, Alex, and John Hollywood. As always, go Knights.